The NYCLU is accusing the Eastport South Manor School District of throwing away hundreds of books that have been part of recent bans across the country. Attorney Emma Hall says there are 14 books in total.
It includes The Bluest Eye. It includes Song of Solomon, Don't Ask Alice, which is a classic book about teen mental health.
She says the district claims the books were damaged and that's why they were tossed. And some of the titles were replaced.
These books are really essential for young people to be exposed to a rich array of ideas in the classroom.
A school district spokesperson says she wasn't able to reach the district for comment. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.